Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we return to the second part of the halachas of Shehechiyanu and HaToiva Meitiv. This is Simon Nuntes, the 59th chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, part 2. Last time we looked at the brachas which are said on good and bad. We looked at the brachas said on birth and death and buying new items. Today we're going to focus on two basic ideas, and that is new fruits and seeing old friends. We're told that the Gemara tells us in Yerushalmi, at the end of Kiddushin, that Asid Adam Litain Din V'cheshbon HaKol Asher Ra'asa Eino V'Lo Yachal. Person is going to be given, have to report and give a din v'cheshbon on all the good things they saw in life and they did not eat and did not enjoy in this world. Rabbi Elazar would save up his money to be able to have new things each year to say a bracha and to appreciate the experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So there's a very beautiful value in being able not just to indulge, but to be able to appreciate the beautiful things Hashem has made in this universe. And therefore, the halacha is a bracha. That is that if a person eats a fruit, which one only gets to eat year to year, one, and the first time they eat it, one should say a shehechiyanu. This is harder to find today, because today with the refrigeration and international trade, it's almost like people would complain if their local supermarket does not have fruits all year round. But it used to be, in regular times for most of human history, that one would only be able to eat the fruits that were in season. And therefore, it's more common to eat a shehechiyanu. If one eats like that, and one does not buy oranges in the summer, and one does not buy apples in the winter, as an example, just basic seasonal fruits, then one would be able to do this. If one eats all the fruits all the time, and it's called interplay between whatever one just wants and buys in the supermarket, then one would not be able to say these brachas. Let's jump straight in. When does this bracha come in relationship to the Birkas Hanenu? Meaning, let's say it's the beginning of the season and I'm about to eat a papaya. I haven't had a papaya all year. So I want to say Borei Priya Eitz. But the question would be is, when does the Shehechiyanu come? So the Shehechiyanu would come before the Birkas Hanenu, not to interrupt between the bracha said on enjoyment of the fruit and the fruit itself. This bracha or Shehechiyanu is a Birkas HaShevach V'Hoidah of expressing the wonder and the beauty in the world, relating to a spiritual, emotional experience that should not interrupt between the Birkas HaNenin and the actual eating itself. What if one started and said the Borei Priya Eitz already, and then one realized, oh, I need to say Shehechiyanu. One can still say it in between, even before eating it, because it would not be considered hefsek as part of the need of eating. What if I already ate the fruit? In that case, it's too late. One cannot say a bracha, even if one eats another of those fruits afterwards as well. What happens if I have two new fruits in front of me? So then one Shehechiyanu would be sufficient on both of those. Think the second night of Rosh Hashanah, where sometimes people get lots of new fruits. In that case, one Shehechiyanu would be sufficient. What if I say Shehechiyanu on one fruit, and some point later I find out a similar fruit, but it has a different name or it's a different taste? The example Kitzer gives is a sweet or sour cherry. And they're called sweet or sour cherries. It's not just one, not the same cherry. It's those ones called sweet cherries. These ones are called sour cherries. So the Kitzer says, in that case, you say a new Shehechiyanu. The Shaar HaTzion, that's the Mishnah Berurah's footnotes, says perhaps if it's very close, one should avoid saying a new Shehechiyanu if it's not that different. What if I said Shehechiyanu on new grapes this year and I want to drink wine from new grapes as well? Is that a new Shehechiyanu? So, technically speaking, yes, because wine is different to the grapes, even though it's a product of the grapes as well. However, the Kitzer does bring into question this and says that it's better, therefore, if one is having wine from the grapes of this year's cycle, and one's already said Shehechiyanu on the grapes of this year's cycle, it is better to say a Shehechiyanu on another fruit with that wine to avoid this concern. What about unripe fruits? Is there a bracha? The answer is no. No bracha on unripe fruits. What about new vegetables? Nope, we do not say a bracha on unripe vegetables. However, melons and pumpkins do get it as well. What's the difference? Why do vegetables not in general get a Shehechiyanu? The reason is, Kitzer says, is that because vegetables are generally more available and there's less simcha to eat them. They're less sweet. It's less of an experience of being able to have this emotional, spiritual experience. Do I say Shekhyanu on scent? Let's say it's the roses are coming into bloom. I'm going to visit the botanical gardens and I haven't smelled them all year. The answer is no. And the reason is because, again, scent is more of a spiritual benefit, a spiritual enjoyment. And therefore, there's no Shekhyanu. Shekhyanu is more about the physical, noticing, having a spiritual epiphany from a physical experience. Last concept today, our second and last concept, is seeing old friends. We're told, the Gemara says that Haroyes Chaver al-Acha Shloshim Yom, if you see a person you've not seen for 30 days, and you are, this person is important to you, then you say the bracha of Shehechiyanu. Now, basic questions. What if you corresponded in writing, you texted them, you emailed them in between? Do you still say the bracha? The answer is yes. You see that writing is not the same level of touching base and keeping in contact. What happens if it was after 12 months of not seeing them? Then there's a new bracha. That's called Baruch Atah Shalom Kenem Elech Olam, blessed be Hashem, the master of the universe, Mechayei HaMeisim, the one who brings back the dead. Because not seeing a person for that long is like they are dead to you. They're not in your world, and this is a special bracha said on this. Why is that? It's explained that based on Psukim in Tanakh, that it's sort of a person fades from another person's memory if they're not seeing them for so long, and especially in the world that wasn't, there was no correspondence, which leads us to the next question. What happens if they were in touch with each other via Facebook, they were in touch with each other via text, they were on the same group chat? Then there is no Mechaye Mason, but one would say Shechiyan if it's been 30 days. Do women say this bracha? Absolutely. Do members of family say this for each other if they haven't seen them? For sure. And what happens if one is meeting a pen pal for the first time? So one's been corresponding with this person, but one has not yet met them. And then one sees them. Does one say a bracha? The answer is no. And you see again that writing does not give the same level of relationship, does not create the same level of relationship. This is also important to consider and to think about when it comes to reaching out to people. Somebody's going through a hard time, somebody's going through a happy time. A text is wonderful, but it's not the same as calling them or speaking to them or seeing them as well. It's important to realize that, because that is really one giving of one's time, one's countenance, one's cheer, and that gives a tremendous chizuk to the other person. With this, we conclude the beautiful brachas of Shekhenu Kimanu. The Jewish people have been through so many difficult things that it's a special kavanah should be said when saying Shekhenu Kimanu V'Gyanu Nazman Azeh. Thank God that we're around, that we're alive, we can see these incredible things happen around us, and it really enhances and deepens one's experience so much, so much so. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.